Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. There's a classic. Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote that one. And we heard Il Divo in performance. Welcome to the Jukebox. I'm Daniel Vnukovsky. Welcome. Welcome to the show. It's 11:51. And we have more summer-themed music coming up with the summer solstice tomorrow. And just beautiful music selections based on your emails coming in. Thank you for these nice tribute stories we're going to share in just a few short moments. I am also hosting the show today with a co-host. It's my delight to welcome Gerard Buckley. He is with Buckley Mortgage Broker, and he is just an incredible encyclopedia of knowledge in the world of finance, being a mortgage broker. So I was wondering, Gerard, if you could give us a little bit of a market report, share your expertise here, let us know what's going on. The Bank of Canada recently reduced the interest rate. Has that caused an avalanche of clients coming to you for services? I'm being a little facetious there. You'll get used to it. But we'll just ask you to give us just a little bit about what's happening in the world of finance. And I'm going to ask Owen to give us a little bit of a market jingle here.
As many people know, we've had the Bank of Canada give its first rate decrease in 4 years on June 4th. It reduced it as a quarter of a percent from 5% to 4.75%. Next big question is, what next? So the Bank of Canada has really left its door open on future rate decreases. Clearly, the Bank of Canada has pivoted to an easier monetary policy, but economists are very split on how many more cuts to expect this year. We probably, by the end of the year, so if we're now at 4.75%, we could see it down to 4.25% to 4% by the end of the year. That'd be only about 2 to 3 more cuts. In 2025, we could see the bank rate get down to 3%, which would be another 4 cuts. However, don't expect the lows of 2021. Many consumers are talking about that. Many headline hunters are talking about that. We're not going to see the 0.25% of that error, or even the 0.25% to 1.75%. So we will have lower rates, but not to that degree. But the key is rates decreases have started. And to give an example, with 0.25% decrease in rates to 4.75%, but prime moving to 6.95% on a $600,000 mortgage, that's about a savings of $88 per month in a mortgage payment. But you have to start somewhere. You're not going to get to a couple of $100 savings in your monthly mortgage payment without getting through that first quarter and et cetera. And we're probably going to see another two rate decreases this year, and then we'll see more in 2025.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Gerard. That's the market report for your morning hour here on the Jukebox. That's Gerard Buckley from Buckley Mortgage Broker. Find out more at buckleymortgagebroker.ca. And now we have some of the beautiful folk songs of the four seasons. This is a request coming in from Alla. I was wondering if you have any of them in your jukebox today. And we do have the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, City of London Choir. Here's the Wassail song. This one actually comes from winter.